101.3 WIBD AM 1470. And it is 8:15 and what did I say, 45 degrees? And so warmer, a lot warmer than it was the last time we had guests from the Volunteer Center here. I'm going to get you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves and introduce our guest.
Yeah, sounds good. Good morning. I'm Melanie Gonring. I'm the Program Director at the Volunteer Center.
I'm Michelle Spettle, Marketing at the Volunteer Center.
And I'm Marie Leafblad. I am the Youth and Family Director at St. Luke and Slinger and also a board member of Destination Dino Liam.
All right. Sounds good. We'll find out more about that in just a few minutes. Great. Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So what's going on? Do Good Bus been out?
Yeah. Do Good Bus has been out. Actually, the last time we were out and about in February, we were at St. Luke's for a little bit on our Random Acts of Kindness Day. We do have a ride coming up next Saturday, which is the 23rd. We are together from 9:30 until 3 that day. A little bit of a longer day than our usual outings, but it's going to be a really fun day.
And I'll be on the ride.
Michelle and her husband will be on the ride. Yeah. So if you want to sign up and spend the day with Michelle and get to know Tim, that would be awesome. We obviously can't tell you where we're going, but I can say that it's always sweet to volunteer. You might get some sticky fingers, but we promise you'll have a great time.
You're going to the Rolling Stones?
Yes. That would be a great time. So that one is open to anyone 12 and older with a parent. If you're coming without your parent, we just ask that you be 14 to join us for that day. But it's going to be a great day and, really tasty day.
Yeah.
And things will flow better if the weather is warmer.
Right. Correct. Right. So again, one of the worst kept secrets in town.
Well, you put a picture on.
I know. Hey. Well, you know, So speaking of warmer weather coming our way, gosh, St. Patrick's Day is almost here and the Hub has some specials going on. One of them is our Lucky Charm Matcha Latte. It's a blend of Irish cream and marshmallow flavors topped with Lucky Charms. It's really good.
It's magically delicious.
It's really pretty and tasty. We also have Irish mochas, which are white chocolate and Irish cream and a peppermint patty. There's, and another cool thing, we've got half-pound bags of coffee coming to the cafe on Friday. They're called Liquid Luck. It's $7 for the half-pound. You can get it ground the way you need it for your home brewing. And Liquid Luck is a sweetness of stoned fruit. There's some cocoa pairings and berries and citric acid flavors. Honestly, can't tell you that I know what all that means, but
that's what the coffee.
But the coffee, the coffee profile says that, and I have been told it's really good.
Okay, all right.
And one other thing we wanted to shout out quickly is that we are accepting nominations for Champions of Change right now, and we'll be doing that through March 28th, which I believe is a Thursday. So we're going till 11:59 that night with nominations. So. It's really simple to nominate a volunteer or a business making big, great strides in the community. All you need to do is answer two questions. Why does your nominee deserve recognition? And how does this person inspire you? So we love reading the heartfelt stories that are coming through. It's awesome. One of our favorite times of the year, for sure. And new this year, each Friday in March, we're picking one nominator at random to win $100 to donate to a nonprofit of their choice. So there's a little bit of an incentive to help get those nominations in. We picked our first winner last week, and we'll be drawing another winner from our nominator pile on Friday at 2 o'clock. So we usually post that a little video on Facebook and Instagram.
So. Yeah. So the earlier you get your nomination in, the more opportunities you have to win, because each Friday you'll be added back to that pile.
Yeah. Sounds good. All right. Yeah. Are we moving over to guest time?
Are we? Yeah, we are. So we would like to welcome you to
the studio today.
First of all, can you tell us a little bit about the mission and history of Destination Dino Liam?
Yes. So we will be officially a nonprofit for a year in May. And we started this in honor of our friend's son who passed away from childhood cancer. So Liam was diagnosed at 13 months and spent majority of his life in and out of the hospitals. But Joe, Liam's father, he always says this one beautiful thing and kind of struck me. Liam never knew he was any different. And so he still loved to be a little boy. He still loved to play. And he just was a lover, and so he brought a lot of people together. And that's kind of how we started this foundation. And so our goal and purpose for this foundation is to honor Liam and keep that legacy going. But we are wanting to celebrate families that are also dealing with childhood cancer. So we send them on getaways. Right now we've chosen the Kalahari. So we kind of just get them there. And so whatever they want, whatever they need, we do it for free for them. So a lot of families, they just need a breather. And so we offer that with even for the parents, spa packages, maybe even a bottle of wine if you need that, something just to let you know that you are still a family and we can create those memories together. And a lot of it is in honor of Liam, because Steph and Joe needed their trip too, and we want to continue that on for them.
Now, if people want to find out more, how do they do that?
Yes, they can go for sure to our Facebook page. That's where we do a lot of our posting of what's happening. But that's at Destination Dino Liam. And then we also have our website, www.destinationdinoliam.com, is where a lot of that stuff is.
All right. And it's Dino, D-I-N-O.
Mm-hmm.
Liam, yep. L-I-A-M. Just so people aren't wondering if it's D-Y-N-O or whatever. Because sometimes people get, you know.
Liam loved dinosaurs, so that's where the name kind of came from. He was our little dino boy. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Marie, this is a mission that I think would be so close to a lot of people's hearts. What are some ways people can get involved, either as a donor or a volunteer, with your organization?
Yeah, so when we do events, we kind of thrive on the family side of it. Obviously, dealing with childhood cancer, we want to bring families together. So we love to reach out to our volunteers because it's amazing to me what you find out people love to do and what people love to give. So even at our park benefit, which is always end of July, we love when you find out someone loves doing face painting. You know, so we put a lot of that stuff out there of what can you offer, and that could even be your cotton candy machine. Kids love that, you know, or if you know a connection with a bounce house. So we love to put that out there. We also love people just to be present. So it's not even just coming to our events and helping. It's just kind of being a part of our mission and doing those odds and ends. And, you know, as a nonprofit, we can't survive without our people. So I think a big part of it is any way we can tap into our volunteers. We're open to a lot, which is the best part of kind of celebrating what we do and what people want to celebrate our mission for. So.
And again, this event is when and where?
So we have our park benefit, which is at the Slinger Community Park, and that's end of July. And so it'll be our third annual. And that's just kind of it's a big fundraiser for us, but it's just a really fun time for the kids and the families. And we do fun things. Yeah. It's
you have
good.
A big event coming up soon.
Yes,
right?
Yes, we do. We're so excited. So next week, Saturday, the 23rd, at the lower level of the Gallery Wisconsin Art is our Hope for Heroes Gala. We are beyond excited. This will be our first time doing it, but the goal and purpose of this one was to kind of get away from the fundraiser side and bring more to the awareness piece of our mission. And so we have teamed up with 15 professional photographers with 15 families that are dealing with childhood cancer or have dealt with, whether it's through remission or even passing of their child. And we get to kind of display their stories. So photographers get to share their side of what they experienced, and then the families get to share kind of their raw reality, because it's not all butterflies and rainbows when you deal with this type of cancer, and we want to be able to create that safe space where they're allowed to share what they're feeling and what they're going through and the emotional piece to it. And so we've teamed up with really great people that are just supporting us and helping make the event what it's going to be, and we're just ecstatic.
Is that event open to the public?
It is very much so open to the public. It is a 21+, but it's $20 to get in, and we'll have food from the Poplar Inn. We've got Cheryl's Club providing us with refreshments, and we've just got Jake Olson, who's just an incredible
awesome.
Musician.
Yeah.
So he'll be there providing us with our entertainment. So it's going to be just a really intimate and enjoyable night.
And that's
boy, the 23rd.
Saturday.
Sounds like a good day to hop on the Do-Good bus.
Yeah, there you go.
And at the hub and go over to the gallery to this event.
There you go.
Awesome.
Yes, it'll be next Saturday, the 23rd, from 6 to 9 p.m.
And it's where again?
At the Gallery at Wisconsin Arts, the lower level.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. And if and again, let's give them the website just so people can.
Absolutely, yes. So it's www.destinationdinoleum.com. And that's where you can find our tickets. That's where you can find any information and get in contact with any of us to answer any questions. Or if you'd like to support us, you can get in touch with us there.
All right. Great. Thank you for coming
Thank you. I so appreciate it.
So do we have some needs this week?
We do. So our friends over at Citizen Advocates is hosting a group event next Saturday as well. The 23rd is a big day. It's an afternoon of bingo, snacks, and gym activities. I know sometimes they have one of those giant parachutes that we never play with anymore, and scooter races and all that fun stuff you remember from gym class. So this is next Saturday from 12:45 to 3, and that's usually over at Kettlebrook Church.
Okay, our friends at Cedar Community are looking for golf cart drivers. So what that is they take residents out in the big golf cart. It's like a 7-passenger golf cart, and take them on rides throughout the campus. It's a really flexible volunteer opportunity for volunteers. They pick days that fit best into their schedule, about 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. in the afternoons. They also have like a day where they need to go and learn how to use the golf cart, because it's like a large golf cart. So check out our website for that opportunity, and you'll get more information about how you sign up for that educational component. They're looking for people that are 18 to 85 years old.
Okay.
That's pretty specific. Yeah. I think they're saying a wide range are very helpful for that opportunity.
Sure.
And lastly, since we're all thinking about getting outside finally, the Ozaukee Washington Land Trust is looking for volunteers to help on 30. They manage 32 different properties throughout Washington and Ozaukee counties. And so they're always looking for help working on the trails, removing invasive plants, planting trees, and other opportunities. So this is a great outdoor opportunity, and it's pretty flexible with the age. Pretty family friendly if you're bringing your younger kids along.
And so. Really beautiful pieces of property throughout Washington County and Ozaukee County.
But if none of those volunteer opportunities are what you're looking for, they can find up to 200 more where?
On our website, which is volunteernow.net. And if you're still looking for a little help or looking for that perfect fit, you can always give us a call too, and we're happy to help. And that number is 338-8256.
And if they want to stop by and visit, I don't think we gave, did we give the address for the hub? I don't think we gave the address for the hub and for the volunteer center this morning.
No, it's 303 Water Street. That is on the roundabout off of like Veterans, right by downtown West Bend.
All right. Sounds good. And Marie, thank you for coming
thank
in.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So appreciate it.
Melanie, Michelle, thanks for coming in. We'll see you in a couple. We'll see when we see you on the 28th. That'll be the last day for Champions of Change nominees.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
All right, we'll see you then.
All right.
101.3 WIBD, AM 1470.